WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least three tornadoes have been reported in the Houston area. This comes as potentially severe thunderstorms move across parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. CBS's Katie Weiss has more from Houston.
This day after Christmas storm comes after a Christmas Eve flash flood an hour north in the town of Sherman, Texas, where this SUV got swept into a drainage ditch, trapping an entire family from Oklahoma. Will Robinson, a high school basketball coach, was killed. His 8-year-old daughter is missing. 4 family members were rescued.
As post-Christmas travel kicks in, FlightAware.com reports more than 7,800 delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today, and almost 780 cancellations. Azerbaijan observes a nationwide day of mourning for the 38 victims of a plane crash. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports speculation is mounting about a possible cause.
There are many theories, including Russian air defenses. A U.S. official says early indications are a Russian anti-aircraft system may have struck the plane. Some experts allege there are holes in the plane's tail section, but weather had forced the plane to change its planned course. Russia initially blamed a bird strike and now says it's too early to draw any conclusions.
MasterCard says its holiday sales are up almost 4% compared to last year. CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports that we are expected to return 17% of what we spent this year.
January is always called return-uary because folks are seeing those bills. They're getting the gifts back from the ones that said, you know, hey, actually, maybe I want to return this. Maybe this didn't fit. And you always see a huge push towards return. So hopefully that will help with some of the credit card debt.
So where have we been shopping for gifts? Former Saks chairman and CEO Steven Sadoff.
Online sales continue to grow as a proportion of retail. You still have about 80% of commerce is being done in a physical store. It's not that online is overtaking physical stores. The consumer wants product anywhere, anytime they want to be able to get it.
Online sales were up 6.7%. Stores were up almost 3%. African heritage celebrations are underway for the week-long observance of Kwanzaa. Each day has a principal. And Mama Eyohandi Kendi with the African American Holiday Association says the first one is Umoja, which stands for unity.
We must strive together, work together, stand together, take care of each other.
Japan has just approved a record $730 billion budget for the next fiscal year. It ramps up social welfare spending for the elderly and provides money for defense to tackle regional threats. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawi Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts guests Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs around 40. Currently 35 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, The Law Review, will join me to discuss if the president-elect should be disqualified under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Friday, it's the day before Friday, of course. Welcome back, or welcome to Thursday. Luigi Mangione, is he America's new John Dillinger? We got some special music for you with regard to that, too. It's going to be a hoot. Also, where is the corporate killing reckoning? I mean, you know, we're going after this guy who killed the CEO. What about the people who were killed by CEOs? When do we start talking about that? Also, how much money has gone into the pockets of the health insurance industry that could instead have, you know, like paid for health care? And the final betrayal, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema just stuck us all in the back with a knife, metaphorically, of course. At least any working people in America, particularly working people who are in or want to be in unions. So I'll tell you about that. And Chris Wray, is he gumming up the works on his way out? He's being condemned for saying that he's going to resign. I have a slightly different take on this. I'm going to share with you. We got a lot to talk about in this first hour. No guests. Oh, we do have one guest today, Amy Vanderpool. In the second hour of our program, Russia's favorite asset, Donald Trump, has been busy in ways that the U.S. media is stupidly ignoring. I'm just blown away that this story about Donald Trump and Putin and Viktor Orban, well, I'll get to it in a second. Viktor Orban just went down to Mar-a-Lago and they had a one-hour-long conversation with Vladimir Putin. Did you hear about that anywhere? I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program in more detail. Also, Canada threatens to cut off electricity to the United States if we impose tariffs on them. Oh, this could get interesting. In our third hour, Amy Vanderpool is going to drop by on a theory about why Trump won that I think makes a lot of sense. Also, it looks like Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, according to their dad, Donald, might not be citizens of the United States. Should they start learning the Czech language? Also, a crazy alert, in Texas, you may not own more than 6 dildos. Why? It's like, what? All right, we got a lot to talk about today. My opening rant here, my daily take, is, of course, published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Luigi Mangione, America's New John Dillinger. And, I've mentioned this briefly in passing over the last couple of days, and I talked about it on MSNBC with Joy Reid, and I talked about it last night here on SiriusXM with, my friend and colleague Dean Obidala, whose name always, anyway. And that is that Luigi Mangione is, in my opinion, the John Dillinger of our day. Now, everybody is all, hysterical about, why does everybody love Luigi Mangione? Is it that he's a hunk? Is it that he's got, washboard abs? Is that he's a wealthy young man? What is it? What's the deal? And you've got all these pontificators on television going, well, yeah, they liked Ted Bundy, too. No, not so much. Yeah, there were a few crazies, but nothing like what we're seeing right now. And to understand what we're seeing right now, I think you have to understand what's going on. And I think Donald Trump ties into this. Donald Trump and Luigi Mangione are both people who are willing to kill people
to change society. They're both revolutionaries. Donald Trump killed three police officers and five civilians on January 6th in order to try to change society, to try to turn us into a fascist nation, which he's going to do next month to the best of his efforts. And Luigi Mangione, of course, killed one CEO to try to bring attention to America's healthcare crisis. But that's really where the similarities end. Now, if you go back and look at the 20s and 30s, in the 1920s, the Roaring 20s, you had three consecutive Republican administrations, Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover, who cut taxes from 91% down to 25% and massively deregulated the banking and investment industries. And the result of that was the great crash of October 1929, which kicked off what was referred to by two generations of Americans as the Republican Great Depression. My mom's family, I mentioned this yesterday, my mom's family had owned some substantial property in Charlevoix, Michigan, when she was very young. When the banks went out in 29, now this was a year or two before my mother was born, but when the banks went down in 1929, they wiped out my mother's family's wealth. And they ended up having to sell everything. I mean, my grandmother, who I remember, my grandfather died from the stress of all this. He died when my mother was 13. I never knew my grandfather on my mom's side. But my grandmother always lived in a rented apartment. I mean, you know, she was the town clerk in Charlevoix, Michigan, for most of her life, you know, which wasn't a terrible job, but, you know, they had lost everything. And my mother always distrusted banks and hated banksters, you know, for that reason. I heard these stories. Well, my mom wasn't alone in this. You know, Americans across the board hated the banks. In the 1930s, the banks were screwing Americans like nobody's business. And that's why we got the FDIC. That's why we got all these banking laws in the mid-1930s, you know, that FDR put into place, was to stop the banks from abusing us. But while the banks were abusing us, who were the heroes in American pop culture? Just think about it for a moment. John Dillinger, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde, Ma Barker and her Barker Carpus gang. They were the heroes. We made movies out of them. They were on the front pages of the newspapers. Americans loved them. They cheered them on. Books were made, you know, written about them. Why? Because they were robbing banks and killing bankers. Now, I'm not saying that was a good thing. What I'm saying is it shouldn't surprise us at all that Luigi Mangione, who killed a CEO of today's equivalent of the banks of 1920. In other words, today's biggest major industry that is literally causing Americans to die, that is destroying families. 500,000 Americans last year had to declare medical bankruptcy. Most of them were insured. Luigi Mangione is the John Dillinger of this generation. It's that simple. Now, where does that leave Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is also trying to be the John Dillinger of this generation. He's the guy who's saying, I'm the bad boy who's going to come in and make things better for you all by taking down the status quo, right? His sales pitch is very similar. The problem is Mangione actually identified a parasitic industry that needs reform. Donald Trump just lied to us, him and all his people. You know, it's the trans people who are hurting you. It's the gay people who are hurting you. It's the immigrants who are hurting you. It's the black people who are hurting you. It's the women who are hurting you. No, it's not. It's the billionaires who are hurting us. But Donald Trump succeeded in selling this thing, and we'll talk, you know, a little later on with Amy Vanderpool about this. But, you know, Donald Trump succeeded in selling this myth, and he's going to have a real challenge when he starts governing. Because he told us he would fix something that was not broken. I mean, I get it that the American economy has been largely rigged by Reaganomics, but you know, it was rigged through austerity and basically neoliberalism and low taxes on rich people. And what is Trump's answer? more austerity and more low taxes on rich people. So what's going to happen when Trump comes into office? I think he's going to have a real challenge here. I don't think people are going to be with him. In fact, I think he's going to have a recession. Every time, and Larry from Los Angeles points this out often when he calls in, Bill Clinton did not have a recession. Barack Obama did not have a recession. Joe Biden did not have a recession. Why? Because all three of them raised taxes on rich people, which strengthens the economy. Ronald Reagan had a recession. George Herbert Walker Bush had a recession. George W. Bush had a recession. And Donald Trump had a recession. Why? Because they all cut taxes on rich people, which produces recessions. And Trump now says he's going to give another $7 trillion to his rich friends. So get ready. The bottom line here is that I don't think that, where I kind of started this out, is the New York Times yesterday and a whole bunch of media were talking about, oh, well, as CEOs across the country are doubling up on security. Really, the only CEOs who I think, are in the crosshairs in terms of public hate are health insurance industry CEOs, and they probably would be wise to increase their security. I mean, just given what just happened, I would if I was one of them. But, the rest of the CEOs, not so much. I don't think anybody's, gunning for the CEO of United Airlines or, Gerber Baby Foods. But wait until Trump screws the country. Wait until Trump produces a recession. Wait until Trump crashes the economy. Then you may have more CEOs who have, some legitimate concerns about public outrage. Not to mention Mr. Trump himself. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I just wanted to lay out that, I'm a big fan of history, as you know. My dad wanted to be a history professor and kind of, infected me with a love of history. And I am so seeing, it's kind of the fourth turning. This is the 80-year cycle, right? It's repeating itself right now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. I've got a little more to share with you. Where's the Corporate Killing Reckoning? An incredible song on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. This is so cool. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even your stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, lumen.me/Hartman with two N's at the end to get 15% off your Lumen. Lumen makes a great gift, too. So to get 15% off this new handheld metabolic coach, go to lumen.me/Hartman.
A CEO falls on a darkened road. Luigi Mangiani, a name making waves, but the line between hero and outlaw caves. Some call it justice, some call it a crime. A desperate act in a desperate time. He struck at a system that's broken and cold, but the cost of rebellion is a story retold. Luigi Mangiani, America's shadow name, a symbol of fury, but not without blame. In the fight against greed, the lines blur fast, a hero to some, but how long can it last? Insurance giants, with profits so high, denying the sick while the desperate die. Mangin' his actions lit a fire in the night, but can violence ever truly set things right? The anger is real, the pain runs deep. Families struggle while the powerful sleep. Yet the path he's chosen leaves questions behind. Is justice achieved when it's vengeance defined? Luigi Mangiani, America's shadow name, a symbol of fury, but not without blame.
Welcome back. So where
is our corporate reckoning. Kasim Rashid publishes a newsletter over on Substack, Q-A-S-I-M-R-A-S-H-I-D. He's an attorney. And he writes, for generations, corporations have gotten away with literally killing Americans, yet not one executive has ever gone to prison. He says, let's address this. If we agree that murder is wrong, then when it's done under the, you know, under the rubric of corporate behavior, shouldn't people go to prison? Isn't it equally immoral? He notes, you know, United Healthcare, obviously, people have died as a result of decisions made by United Healthcare. That's well documented. Johnson & Johnson, for example, for decades knew that their baby powder had asbestos in it, and they knew that it caused cancer and other horrific health conditions, that it was killing women and children. And but they continued to produce it, even as their customers got sick and died. And who can forget that Ford knew that the Pinto was a, you know, a driving a mobile firebomb, and made the mathematical decision that it was less expensive to pay settlements to people whose families had died as a result of the car than it was to fix the problem with the gas tank. There were 27 confirmed deaths from that decision, and no Ford executives ever went to prison. The Sackler family of Purdue Pharma illegally pushed opioids into the market, knowing full well it would result in addiction and opioid deaths. And how many Sackler family members have gone to prison? None. How many Purdue Pharma executives have gone to prison? None. He notes, if the punishment for a crime is a fine, then that law exists only for the poor. And that's, it's like, that is so true. If the only punishment for killing Americans, which these corporations have all done, is a fine, then that's our society, our government's way of saying, you know, we're only going to put people in prison when they kill people if they're poor. If you're rich and you kill people for money, see, if you're poor and you kill people for money, you're called a hitman. If you're rich and you kill people for money using your corporation, you're called a CEO. You're given millions and millions of dollars a year. You live in a mansion. You fly on private jets. And if you get caught, your company pays a fine on your behalf. I mean, there's real anger out here. The Lancet estimates that 68, this is the British Medical Journal, 68,000 Americans die every year because of health, a lack of health care or denied health care from insurance corporations. I mean, you know, since the Supreme Court has said that corporations are persons, why is it that they're allowed to commit intentional murder? Inquiring minds want to know. I'll be back with you about the health insurer's $371 billion windfall.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And after another short rant, I'll be picking up your call, so stay with us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. There were multiple reports of tornadoes today around Houston. In Wharton County, KHOU-TV reporter Matt Doherty.
You can see the sheet metal just scattered all around this farmland, and you can see some of these wooden rafters from the roof. It just totally splintered.
An American official tells CBS News there are preliminary indications that a Russian anti-aircraft missile may have hit a passenger plane that crashed in Kazakhstan. 38 of the 67 people on board died. Here's CBS's Chris Livesey.
It's an area known for clashes in Russia's war on Ukraine. As recently as the same morning as the crash.
How much of what we bought this year will get returned? CBS's Kelly O'Grady knows.
The projection is that consumers will return 17% of what they spent this entire year.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs around 40. Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Prevails. A magnet for headlines, a media star. His face was famous both near and far. Why they make him enemy number one? To hide the guilt of what they've done. They fed the people tales and crime to blind them to the bigger signs. John Dillinger, the outlaw's tale. John Dillinger, a legend prevails. Give the public a thrilling chase. John Dillinger, babyface. Anything to keep their eyes off the ones who caused the lies. As tycoons dined on riches stolen, the press turned John into their omen. John Dillinger, the outlaw's tale. John Dillinger,
oh, yes,
John
indeed. Dillinger. All right, health insurance, $371 billion windfall. $371 billion in profits. This is leftover money after they've paid, you know, after they've after the health insurance companies have written the checks to pay for your health care. They had $371 billion left over since Obamacare came into being in 2010. Meanwhile, American families' health insurance premiums are now averaging $26,000 per family per year. I mean, it's one of my biggest expenses, right? We pay health insurance for our full-time employees. It's crazy. $9 trillion in revenue since the Affordable Care Act was passed. $9 trillion has gone to United Health Group, Cigna, Kaiser Permanente, Elevance Health, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CVS Health, et cetera, Aetna. 62% of Americans believe it's the responsibility of the federal government to make sure all Americans have health insurance. The CEOs, as of 2023, the CEOs of the five largest health insurers roughly made $75 million together in combined compensation. Where'd that money come from? Saying, no, we're not going to give your kid a liver transplant. It's crazy. Health insurance premiums went up 6% this year. Inflation wasn't 6%. Inflation was only 2.5% this year. And yet, since 2014, the average family's premium has risen 52%. And there is $88 billion worth of medical debt on individuals' credit reports right now. Incredible. Also, just two other quick stories here I wanted to share with you. Number one, yesterday, Joe Biden, it wasn't yesterday that he made the appointment, but yesterday the Senate considered Joe Biden's appointment for the head of the National Labor Relations Board, a new member of the National Labor Relations Board. And if the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats right now, had approved this nominee, then we would control the National Labor Relations Board for at least the first few years of the Trump administration, which is a good thing. The National Labor Relations Board protects workers. Keep in mind, you know, billionaires like Elon Musk. Well, remember Elon Musk and Donald Trump when they did that thing on X, when they did that little online, whatever they called it. Trump was praising Musk for preventing unions. Oh, they want a union? You just fire them. Ha, 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 ha. Right. So this would have been a great thing for American workers had the Senate yesterday put Joe Biden's nominee in on the NLRB. But instead, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two turncoat traitors who have just done so much damage to America, refusing to allow the passage of the legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and the legislation that would have basically reversed Citizens United. These two insanely corrupt Democrats on the take, both now very wealthy. Kyrsten Sinema, of course, didn't start out that way. They said no. And of course, Charlie Kirk, you know, the right wing guy,
said, "Great news! Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocked Democrat activist Lauren McFerrin's renomination to the National Labor Relations Board. Trump and Republican-controlled Senate will now be able to confirm two nominees to the board, giving them a one-seat advantage." And he's right. I mean, he's cheering it. But. And finally, I just wanted to know, Christopher Wray resigned yesterday afternoon. And I'm seeing all these hot takes all across the media about, you know, "Oh, this is terrible, and he never should have done this." Yeah, I think he did the right thing. And the reason why is because if he hadn't resigned, if he had waited and let Trump fire him, then Trump could have put Kash Patel in without a Senate hearing. He could have said, "Hey, there's a sudden vacancy in the FBI. We're going to put an acting director in there. And that acting director can act for 180 days and can be renewed for another 180 days, if my recollection is correct. So we got a, you know, you got a year of Kash Patel, whether you like it or not, to just rip the agency apart with no oversight from the Senate." Well, now that Christopher Wray has said that he's going to resign, Donald Trump cannot put in an acting director. He's going to have to put in a director who is either confirmed by the Senate or that he puts in through a recess appointment, if John Thune and the Senate will go along with that. It's mostly going to be up to John Thune. So, you know, this is sometimes things aren't exactly the way that the media tells you or aren't, you know, how everybody thinks they are, for what it's worth. All right, what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've got three quick. In fact, I thought this was maybe a Friday call, but your screener said, "Yeah, go ahead." So just three quick things. For our wonderful people who listen to your program, please walk, at least for part of it, with all of this stuff. I've been walking while I've been on hold. Small thing. Don't sit. Definitely don't walk if you're driving a truck, Maverick, or, you know, if you're at work. But that's easy. The second thing is everybody buying Pennsy Spice? Do you know that company,
yes,
Tom?
Yeah, it's a great progressive company. With great
I'd love to see that in Sue's stack. Yeah. I've been getting stuff from them for years without even realizing that they were so politically active.
Oh, and they have great fresh spices.
I mean, they're terrific, yeah. And they sell some merch, and so, yeah, I want to see, you know, and Harris went there, and they got boycotted, whatever, mm-hmm. And so they had a thing about, "Republicans, please leave. Yeah. We're fine without you." And the third thing is, lightweight, but funny as anything, it's the redneck liberal that's every... Are you familiar with him, Trey Crowder?
Yeah, he's all over social media. Yeah, he's
okay. Good. So you know, I live in the little old ladies. I don't know. For all I know, everybody knows about him. But he's just he's terrific, and we send some of his bits over to Australia to make sure that people know that we're not all hoo-hoo. Really, I mean, they really appreciate it. And, of course, I love that accent. Yeah. So here's my question for you, a little bit similar to one I asked before. I was definitely around when Reagan did his amnesty, which is just, you know, hilarious to me. That
where he legalized 3 million people, at least 3 million people.
But what he did, and we had a little chicken ranch back in the 40s and 50s, so, you know, everybody had to hide on the floor if we were whatever, because we had a couple of people that would come through seasonally and help. But what he did was, under pressure, he said he carved out for the big employers so they would be okay, or as we said down here in San Diego, so the Orange County people could have their housekeepers and their babysitters. And so what I want to know is, now I see that he's backtracked on, gee, grocery prices aren't going to go down. Well, my goodness, what a surprise. Yeah. What do you think he's going to do? Because ag and construction particularly are going to absolutely, everybody says, oh, it's going to be terrible for the economy. I'm going, yeah, he's going to find a way to weasel out of that, and they can hire all of the undocumented laborers that they want, because nobody else is going to. I want your take, and I will be quiet, and I'm glad you used Pennsy Spices.
Yes. I don't know how this is going to play out, Katie, and I don't think anybody does. I mean, he's already starting to walk back. Now they're saying that, no, in fact, I was going to talk about this later on in the program. Now they're saying we're not going to separate families. And we never did, by the way. This is the new lie.
Oh,
we never separated
right.
families. And interestingly, in the Washington Post, I think it was today, there was an article about how the Biden administration has separated 83 families. But anyway, so I think they're just going to lie through their teeth. You know, when prices start going up and the recession happens, Donald Trump is going to be on TV every day saying the economy just got better. Look at this. And, you know, he's got this right wing echo chamber now where about 40% of Americans live basically in a media fact free zone. And
yeah,
and
I live around them.
Yeah, Republicans can say anything they want. They can tell the most outrageous and egregious lies, and people believe them because they're amplified.
I want to know what he's going to do about ag and construction.
Yeah, I don't know, Katie, and
I know they're going to keep their cheap labor.
I suspect so. I just don't know how this is going to play out. And
we'll wait and see, as you say.
Indeed, we will. Thank you, Katie, for the call. Great
thanks.
To hear from you. Yeah. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed.
It was an itsy
bitsy, yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Luigi Mangione is this generation's Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger. And people don't, you know, the media is like, gee, why do people like this guy? Think about it. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Greatest radio station on planet Earth.
There you go.
Hey, the public reaction to the shooting of the healthcare CEO there, I'm reminded of a quote by Mark Twain, and he once said that I have never wished for anyone's death, but I have read a few obituaries in my time with a certain amount of glee.
I remember that
and
quote.
I think that that just pretty much sums it up. That's all. That's all I got.
Okay, well, that's a good one, Bob. Thank you. That was worth waiting for. Thank you. Teresa in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today? Teresa, I can't hear you. Maybe you're muted. Teresa going once. Teresa going twice. Cindy in Menominee, Wisconsin. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of things I wanted to talk. Well, I wanted to have a little story about banks and my grandpa. My grandpa was had a small business, like starting before the Depression. But anyway, when he finally retired, like in the late 60s, maybe even 1970, he sold his business for quite a bit of money, but he wouldn't put the money in the bank. He literally kept it in the house.
Yeah. My mom was not quite that far gone, but she, part of it was just, you know, the generation. I mean, she never had any accounts anywhere. You know, everything was in my father's name. But anyhow, back to you, Cindy.
But anyway, so there was that. We couldn't believe that he did it. We didn't know about it till much later.
Yeah.
But anyway, the whole corporate America thing, I have Republicans in my family, and, you know, they just will not accept that that's the problem. You know, they prefer to blame the woke left or immigrants, you know, for inflation and high prices and that sort of thing. But even here in rural Wisconsin, you can really see, you know, like, basically, you know, everybody pretty much shops at Walmart. I read that Walmart is the biggest grocery retailer in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't really support their small businesses. But here, this was like really a farming community, dairy farms, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved to this area 30 years ago, like every little town had its creamery. I mean, like there's like a small town every 7 miles or so. And then gradually over the years, they either got bought up by corporations or just plain went out of business. And I have a relative that when they sold their dairy cows a few years ago, they were one of only 4 dairy farms left in the county. Wow. And it's a big county. I mean, there were like just driving from here to the next closest town, there's probably like 25 big dairy farms on that road that are no longer family farms. The corporate farms have taken over.
Right.
And they really rely, too, on like migrant labor.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just everything has just changed so much. But I don't know what it is with Republicans. They just don't see that. They refuse to accept it.
No, they like that. Well, the individual Republican voters, yes, I agree with you, Cindy. I mean, the Republican power structure loves that. You know, every time, and my recollection may be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, that there have been studies done showing that every time a Walmart opens in a community, an average of 110 stores go out of business, locally owned businesses.
Oh, I believe it. And I think when you drive through rural America now in all the little towns, there's like maybe a convenience store and a bar.
Yep.
And everything else is closed.
And there's a Walmart within 30 miles. Yep.
Yes, yes, I've read that everybody lives within a Walmart. I think there's
and a dollar store. They're shopping at the
dollar store.
And of course, we know that the biggest factor, the biggest risk factor for becoming obese is eating ultra-processed foods. And what do you find in the food section in the dollar store? 100% ultra-processed foods. And of course, you know, Walmart is very big on that too. So, yeah, it's a terrible situation.
And the other thing is, a lot of people, that's all they can afford.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Go to a farmer's market now. It costs, you know, it's not cheap anymore.
Oh, it's like boutique shopping.
Deal.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Exactly.
Cindy, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the hour. Thank you for the call. Excellent points. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind?
Oh, everything you're talking about. But you're talking about this rich kid who shot the CEO from United Healthcare as a Dillinger person. I'm thinking he's more like the hapless would-be assassin of Henry Clay Frick during the Homestead strike in 1892. This was a guy who was imported from Russia after he shamed them for being an anarchist, and they didn't like to have that in that situation. They sent him to America, where he immediately took up with Emma Goldman and thought he would help bring revolution here. And when the steelworkers were on strike in Pittsburgh, came all the way from somewhere like Massachusetts to try and assassinate the chairman of Carnegie Steel, Henry Clay Frick, managed to miss him. But he did manage to stab him a couple of times, but he couldn't hit him with the darn, you know, pistol that he brought in there. But my point is, this is a person who had no connection, really, with the working people who were, you know, affected by the situation in the steel mill and were on strike. And was just, you know, an ideologue who had no connection with them. Whatever happened with American workers was American workers doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this guy went to prison and he came out, you know, in the 1900s. He didn't do anything for anybody. And I think this kid is not a victim of healthcare because he's from a rich family. He can bypass the insurance people.
Unless he's been disowned. Or, you know, but who knows? We don't know enough about his story to conclude that. But that's a fascinating story, Susan. Thanks for sharing that with me. I was unaware of it. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There were multiple reports of tornadoes on the day after Christmas in areas around Houston. This family encountered a funnel about 50 yards away. CBS News reporter Katie Weiss in Houston says the bad weather affected air travel.
Severe weather caused a lengthy ground stop in the middle of the busiest travel season on record. Many who could fly in are now stranded, trying to get out.
There was a Christmas Day family tragedy in New England.